The gospel reading today, we hear about the apostles Peter and John going to the tomb of our Lord, and we're told that St. John's reaction when he saw the cloths and the linen lying there, that he saw and he believed. Well, in the first reading, we also hear about those who believe, about those who do not. Obviously, none of us have seen, in the sense that we had the opportunity to go to the tomb and recognize that the Lord had risen from the dead. But we have the apostles' testimony. We have 2,000 years of saints who have taught us. We have everything that our Lord himself has done. And it is in that that we believe. And so we then need to look at what happens when we believe. Because St. Peter talks about that. That because of your faith, you have become, as it were, a living stone in this spiritual building that God himself is building up. For those who do not believe, St. Peter tells us that Jesus is a stumbling stone, that he is a rock that they trip over. They can't handle it. But we also have to be able to see what St. Peter said about our Lord so that we can understand something about ourselves. So first of all, he says that we are to draw near to him, a living stone, rejected indeed by men, but chosen and honored by God. Be you yourselves as living stones. He's the living stone, rejected by men. So if you are going to believe in Christ and be a living stone, how do you think people are going to accept you? The same way that they accepted Jesus. They won't. Again, we've got to get rid of this stupid idea that as long as we believe in Jesus, everything is wonderful because he did everything for us and we don't have to suffer. Nonsense. Nowhere is that even hinted at in the slightest in the scriptures. It's just a lot easier to believe than the truth. Because who of us wants to be rejected? Who of us wants to have to go through the suffering? But we need to look a little further and see why. So first we have this dignity of being a living stone in the temple of God that he is building. But then he says that for us, we are now a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a purchased people. So again, that's what this is all about. It is about having the grace to be able to offer spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God. That's something that people that are worldly cannot recognize. They are spiritual sacrifices. Worldly people are only into material things. Spiritual things make no sense to them. And so faith makes no sense to them because they can't grasp it. It's not something like money that they can get their grubby hands on and hang on to because it can only be grasped by the heart. And that's not where they're at. Which is why they won't recognize anyone who is that living stone. They will not be able to recognize anyone who has that faith because they don't recognize the one in whom we have faith. We have faith in Jesus and they don't recognize him. They're going to think we're a bunch of idiots. What's our reaction? The saints praised God that people thought that way of them. Because they were treating the saints the same way that they treated our blessed Lord. Shouldn't we have that same reaction? If he is the living stone who was rejected, and we are living stones, doesn't it make sense that that's what's going to happen to us? Of course. And so we need to recognize that point that if we believe, that we now have to put that into practice. And by putting that into practice, yes, it is doing exactly what St. Peter told us at the beginning, laying aside all malice, deceit, pretense, envy, slander, all those other things, changing our lives because we need to be like Jesus. He's the one in whose image and likeness we are made. Therefore, if we have faith in him, we want to be conformed more and more to the image and likeness of him in whose image we are created. That only makes sense. But it's not just being conformed to Jesus, the nice guy, to Jesus who taught on the Mount, that taught us all of the morality and taught us the points of faith. It is also being united to Jesus Christ who was rejected, to Jesus Christ who was crucified, so that we can be conformed to Jesus Christ who is risen from the dead, ascended into heaven, and is seated in the glory at the right hand of the Father. You see, we like that latter part. We like the nice, warm, fuzzy Jesus, the one who preached the nice things. We like the idea of the resurrection and the glory, but that in-between part we're not too keen on. If we're going to be living stones in the temple of God, what is the worship of God? It is about sacrifice. It is about true charity. That's what each one of us is called to die to self. You see, if we want to give in to this idea of the gospel of health and wealth and everything is wonderful and all these other things, what we're doing is being totally selfish. I want to believe in Jesus because of what I can get from Jesus. Wrong. We are called to love Jesus. That means to give. We are going to receive. We're going to receive the Lord himself. But that's his gift to us. We can't take that, because that would be selfish. We have to receive. But that means that we have to give. Because remember, love is a two-way street. We're not loving Jesus by seeing what we can get from him. We love him by seeing what we can give to him. He wants our hearts. That's what it's all about. He loves us, and he wants us to love him. We're living stones in the building that God is making, and he himself is the living stone. So he's given us his life. That's the living stone. The stone is our heart, but it has life because of the Lord. And now we have to live that life for him, just as he lived his life for us and continues to live for us. That's what this is all about. That's where that in-between part that we don't like so much comes in, because that's the dying to self, that's the learning to live for the Lord. That's the putting into practice of the faith. That's not easy. But look at the crucifix. That wasn't easy either. Look at the entire passion of our Lord. He's not asking easy things from us because he didn't do what was easy. So yes, we have the wonderful things that we can look at. We can listen to the Sermon on the Mount. We can listen to the parables of our Lord. They're beautiful. We can look at our Lord resurrected and glorified. Praise God, it's beautiful. But we live in the veil of tears. And the crucifix stands always directly in front of us. And that's what we need to keep our focus on. Because if we want to be united with Jesus in glory, if we want to be completely conformed to him so that we can share in that life and that glory for eternity, then we need to learn to be conformed so that we are truly dying to self, so that we are truly learning to love him, so that as we receive his gift, we learn to give the gift of ourself to him. That's what that in-between part is all about. That's what this life is all about. That's the glory that is given to us. So it's a great honor and a great privilege to be a living stone in the temple of the Lord. It is also a great responsibility to be able to live the life that we profess.